Okay, first let's record the Avdal on the base, very, very bottom. Harikan, Asura. We have 10. Since the Pazak, Vino Alcha, the Sham, so the Aron is Tisha, the Chavar Stefa, Harikan Asura. Seven, it says, Vino Adlcha, Sham, the Radiolach, Itchom, Yal Chorus. It says in the Torah, Hashem says, I'm going to meet with you over there. I'm going to meet with you on top of the Kapiris. I will meet with you over there, and I will speak to you, Itchom, Yal Hakapiris. We're telling you a little bit of Braisa. It says in the Braisa, Rabbi Yossi Yomer, Mi Oilam Lo Yod Shechina Lamatam Lamata. The Shechina never went down lower than 10. Bli Olam Moshe Vilio Lamoroi, Me never went to Shamayim Shenemar. Hashamayim Shamayim Lashem. Vi Oretz Nasan Levnei Adam. Frak the Gemara, really, Vlo Yod Shechina Lamata. How can you say that? Vioch says in the Pasuk, Vayar Hashem Al Har Sinai. The Gemara says, when Hashem came down Har Sinai, Hashem did not come down, did not touch the earth. Hashem came down only until Lamala Measar Tvachim. Frak the Gemara, it says the Barvus the pasuk in Zechariah. You know this pasuk, Zechariah. Chsev Yomdu Ragla Bayamuhu Al Har Hazesim. It says in the Torah. It says in Zechariah, the end of Zechariah, that Hashem will stand on Har Hazesim. When do you lay in this pasuk? Shloimer Rebbeitz. When do you say this pasuk? You're about Kriya. Rebbe Sholimin, you there? You're the Gabbai. When do we lay in this pasuk on Sukkot?
I have to jog my memory. I have a COVID fog right now. I'm sorry.
You have what? What do you have? What did you say?
COVID fog. COVID.
You have COVID?
I don't know.
You're not feeling well?
I don't know. I'm having a COVID. You know, COVID-19?
Yeah.
COVID-19 fog. That does not allow me to remember. I'm sorry.
You okay? It's not the way you normally talk. I'm not very worried.
Not that I'm afraid. Good to hear your voice. I'm listening to every word you're saying.
You get me very, very nervous now. You get me very, very nervous now. Now I'm tittering. It's not the way you normally talk. Everything okay?
Baruch Hashem, game. How are you doing, my friend?
I'm not doing too good, but that's not the game. Let's go weiter. Everything should be good by you. How are your parents doing?
Same game. Holding their own. Thank you very
much. The Amdu Ragla Bayabuhu Al Har Hazesim. So it says here they stood in Har Hazesim. Lamala Measar Tvachim. When it says in the Pasuk in Tzachad Hashem stood in Har Hazesim, it means Lamala Measar Tvachim. Fine. That's the answer to that Kasha. Next Kasha. It says that Hashem did not, that no one ever went to Shemayim. Moshe and Eliyahu did not go to Shemayim. V'le alu Moshe v'eliyahu l'moroim. Yachsim, it says in the pasuk, Moshe Allah Elohu Elokim. So the Gemara says, Lamata me'asara. When Moshe went to Shemayim, he did not go all the way up. He went Lamata me'asara. Frak the Gemara, Vayal hash Eliyahu, he ascended Basa'ara ha-Shemayim. Eliyahu Hanavi went to Shemayim. And for the Gemara, he only went Lamata me'asara. He holds on to Hashem's kisei hakavod. He grabs hold on to ma'aches to grab hold pnei the face kisei Hashem's throne. Par sheis olav anonoi. He grabbed on. Ma'aches means to hold on to the face of Hashem's kisei, and when that happened, par sheiz, Hashem spread out His cloud upon him. This refers to Moshe Rabbeinu. The Amr Rabbi Yichtanchum Melamed Sheperash Shakai Miziv Shechinosoi VaAnonoi Olav. It says that Hashem spread out upon Moshe Rabbeinu the splendor of His divine presence and His cloud upon Moshe, and for the Gemara Lamata Me'asara. It does not mean that Hashem spread it mamish, He touched the kisei hakavod. It means it was lamata me'asara. Okay, so these are all Mikol Mokum Melumos. How could you say that? Maybe you may be correct. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when He spread the divine presence, it means there was a hefsek between Moshe and the divine presence. But it says in the beginning of the pasuk me'achez. Me'achez means to grab. It means to take hold of. Me'achez p'nei kisei ksiv. So the Gemara answers, Ishtar Vuve, Ishtar Vev, Le Kise Adasar Venokat Bey. So this is a Peldig Zach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he lowered his throne. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he lowered the Kise Lamata Me'asara, so that Moshe Rabbein will be able to take hold of the Kise. Okay, now this Gemara is mamish from the most esoteric piece of Gemara in the Gantz Shas to say such a thing. Now let me give you some context. Shlomi, listening over here, make believe you want to go into the Oval Office. Okay, and they say, no, you can't come into the Oval Office because I don't want you to come in. But what I'll do for you is I'll take my desk and I'll bring it to the door and I'll put my desk by the door, and that way you can sit in the hallway and you can talk to me. So you're sitting behind my desk as if you're in the Oval Office. Ridiculous, right? Total nonsense. Could you imagine the President of the United States, he takes a shvua to a person, he says, this person will never ever enter into the Oval Office. And then you make peace with him, whatever the case is. So he brings his desk, he pushes it all the way to the door, and he sits behind his desk, and then the person that he said may never enter the Oval Office will go and will sit in the hallway, open up the door, and that way he'll be sitting right in front of the President of the United States. It's Kielu, he's in the Oval Office, even though he never stepped into the Oval Office. It's ridiculous, it's totally ridiculous, right? Well, that's exactly what it says over here. Hashem's Mokim is the Kisei HaKavod. And Hashem says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu over here is going to lower the Kisei HaKavod so Moshe Rabbeinu will be able to hold on to it outside of Shemayim. Now, you know, there are two descriptions of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence. There is the Kisei and there is the Merkava. The Kisei, Lahavdil Elif Alfei Havdolos and Exponents, is the Oval Office. The Merkava, Lahavil Elif Alfei Havdolos, is Air Force One, or the Beast.
What?
Air Force One, or the Beast, or Marine One. What about a boat? Doesn't have a boat, the President of the United States? A special boat, a ship? Air Force One, Marine One, or the Beast. Okay, those are the code words for the vehicle. Whenever you see in Tanakh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's either one of two places. It's either is Yoishev al Kisei, or Hashem is described on the Merkava. The Merkava is when HaKadosh Baruch Hu leaves Kaviyachol Shemayim and he comes to this world. He's on the Merkava. Or when Hashem is Al Mekoymoi, then Hashem is Yoishev al Kisei. So there's no in between. There's no in between. It's just like Lahavdil Elif Alfei Havdolos. The President of the United States, either he's in the Oval Office or he is in transition. He is on Air Force One. He is on Marine One. He is in the Beast. And they have there in these locations everything you can possibly need. They have his blood type. They have, you name it, they got it. So what it says here in this Gemara is shocking. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Moshe went to Shemayim. And Hashem, but it's the halacha is that a mortal may not come to Shemayim. You're right. Lamata me'asar. What do you mean lamata me'asar? It is ma'aches. He took hold. Hashem lowered the kisei lamata from Shemayim. It's a shocking thing. It's a shocking thing. There's no parallel to this in this welt. In this welt, you don't hear such a thing. Only rebbes, they go. They bring their chair with them. You ever see that? I once went to a place, and all of a sudden they brought a chair for the Rebbe, and the Rebbe then the Rebbe appeared, a certain Rebbe. Wow, Shlomi, do they do that for you when you go somewhere?
Just that it's plugged in the chair.
So that's what it's over here. The more the answer is this is why this daf is my favorite daf in Shas. Sukkah daf hey, where do you see such a chiddush like this to say ma'aches pnei kisei k'siv ishtar vuve. Ishtar Vev Le Kisei Ad Asara. Hashem lowered his chair until 10. Vinokat Bey. And Moshe went and he took hold of the chair. Let's see Rashi. Is there a Rashi? I don't see here a Rashi. Unbelievable Gemara. This is Mamish. Rashi did not comment. You know why? Because this is Mamish Devarim. Rashi Lishitosai. Rashi, if you ever notice, stays right. Rashi, anytime the Gemara goes down this path, Rashi checks out. Rashi does not deal with these type of things. That itself is a lesson. Whenever you don't have a Rashi, that itself is chokhmah. It's a chokhmah to know what not to say. Yeah. Weiter. They said they had this article about Shmuel Rozovsky in Mishpacha magazine. It was a fascinating article. And they write that he spent hours preparing for his shiur. And most of what he prepared, they said, was what not to say. The preparation was not what to say. The preparation was what not to say. It's a bigger chokhmah what not to say than what to say. Weiter.
What not to say is not a big deal for me.
Mila b'sela, shtikusa b'trein. Leimotzasi l'guf toiv m'shtika. Yoise m'shtika. Hashem sent down the Velt 10 cabin of sicha.
And the women
Noshim took 9. Men took 1. So who do you want to be? You want to be a man or a woman?
Why do you think men took 1? Because the wife said take 1.
Vait in the Gemara. Bishloim, and now we go to Anayasugya, and Daf Hei and Aleph. This is the most important daf in the whole Masechta, because the that Hei is the Tzura of a Sukkah. You know that? Hei is a Sukkah. 2 walls and a Mashu. And the Mashu has to be where it is, in that location. Right? This daf is the daf of Masechta Sukkah, Daf Hei. Okay, I bet you Shuli is not going to say that for tonight. Bishloim, or I heard someone told me on Shabbos, he told me his whole drasha, what he said by the Siyam. He told me the whole drasha, he told me where the Siyam was. It's the most, one of the most elite bungalow colonies in the Klal Yisrael. Vaita.
I think I should get a bungalow there.
It's good for Shaduchim.
I can hear Shruli more often.
No, you can hear him every single night you want. Listen, don't do him any favors. If you want to go to Shruli, don't do him any favors. I don't want to be a charity case.
You don't understand. Just because I go to Shruli doesn't mean I don't go to you.
Maybe it's redundant. You can spend your time better.
Not redundant. You and him don't say the same things.
Bishloima Oroin Tisha Dechsiv, it says, now we want to go make an analysis exactly how we get the Shi'ur of 10 of the Shi'ur did not come down Lamatami Meyot, less than 10 Tvachim. Bishloima Oroin Tisha Dechsiv, it says in the Pasik, the Osu Aroin Atse Shitim Amosaim Vachetzi Orkoi, the Amo Vachetzi Rachbo, the Amo Chetzi Kamosai. Why did the Gemara have to? This is a very important question I'm asking you. I'm telling you, Shuli will never say this Vart. The Gemara wants to move the height of the Aron. Why does the Gemara have to mention the width and the length? All we need to mention is the height. What's the redundancy? Amosayim v'chetzi arkoi, v'yama v'chetzi rachboi, v'yama v'chetzi kamosa. Why do we have to mention the width and the length? Just get cut to the chase. Get to the height. And the answer is, it only counts as height if it's a proper balance of width and length. If you're going to show me a structure whose height is abnormal relative to the width and the length, then it's not a raya. Then the entire thing becomes esoteric. It becomes out of the realm of reality where you can prove anything from it. You hear the var? It's a very tiva var, I'm telling you. You hear? We want to bring a raya. We want to bring a raya that HaKadosh Baruch Hu came lamata, the Aron was 10. So the Gemara wants to know the height. So why does the Gemara have to quote the width and the length? The answer is the height is only valid if it is proportional to the width and the length. If you're going to go produce something that's going to be abnormally high, abnormally low relative to its seviva, that's not called koima. Koima has to fit. I'm telling you here. I said, remember we had this whole discussion about, you liked it very much, that idea about from the Gra, why in the Bayis Sheni was the ceiling, the Bayis Rishon was the ceiling of the Kodesh HaKadoshim 20, and the ceiling of the Heichel was 30, whereas in the Bayis Sheni it was a flat 40. Why? So what was the answer? The answer was because in the Bayis Rishon there were 2 completely separate rooms. There was the Kodesh HaKadoshim and Heichel. It was divided by a wall that went from top to bottom. And the rule is, the height is half of the combined width and length. Thus, in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, it was 20 by 20, 40. 40 divided by 2 is 20. The ceiling in the Kodesh HaKadoshim was 20. Half of the combined width and length. The Heichel was 60 by 20. 60 by 20. No, it was, I'm sorry, 40 by 20. 40 by 20, 40 plus 20 is 60. 60 divided by 2 is 30. So being that in the Bais Rishon, it was two completely separate rooms, and each room had its unique width and length, and the rule is the height is always half of the combined width and length. That's why in the Bais Rishon, there were different size ceilings for the Kodesh and the Kodesh HaKadoshim, whereas in the Bais Sheni, it was one big room. It was 60 by 20. There was a curtain. The curtain's not a wall. Mamela, 60 plus 20 is 80. 80 divided by 2 is 40. 40, it was a flat 40 across the entire ceiling for the entire inside of the Heichal, of the whole structure. So what do you take out of that gra? Height is relative to width and length. Look at the Aron. What was the Aron? The Aron was 2.5 by 1.5. You know numbers. 2 plus 1 is 3, plus another half is 4. 4 divided by 2 is 2. And what does it say? What was the height? It says the height was, it doesn't stem. The oracle, it says that's part of the problem. The also aroin atse shitim amasayim v'chetzi oracle. I'll show you that doesn't make sense. I'll show you why. The also another shitim amasayim v'chetzi oracle, 2 niv length. V'yam v'chetzi rachbo. So that's 2, 3, 4. So what should the height be? The height should be 2. Correct? Now, even though this, what I'm telling you over here is not necessarily true, because the rule that I told you only applies to a room, a bias. This rule does not apply necessarily to a box. To a box. But let's say you would apply the rule to the box. Let's say you would say the rule to the box. So therefore, if the box is 2.5 by 1.5, that is 4. 2.5 plus 1.5 equals 4. 2 plus 1 is 3. Half is 4. 4 divided by 2 is 2. Yet, what was the height? The height was 1.5. How many tefachim are there in one amma? 5. Let's say it's 5. They're going to be the kelim. The kelim, what was the kelim? Was 5. The bais was 6.
I thought you count 6 in one amma.
The kelim. There's a difference. The kelim, how many tefachim are there in the kelim? How many are in the binyan? If I'm not mistaken, the binyan is 6 tefachim, and the kelim is 5 tefachim. The amma shall kelim 5 tefachim. So, what is it? It is 2, and it should really be 4, and it should really be 2. It should really be 2, and what is it? It says that it's 2 and it's different. How much is coming above the surface? There are five tefachim, and you have a half. That's 2.5. 2.5 extra tefachim are coming up. How much is the kapiras? The kapiras is a tefach, but that's an extra tefach. That's going to take it now to 3. And okay, let's see. Doesn't stim. The calculation does not work out. I don't know the answer. I'm trying to think aloud. You, the calculation is not going to work out when it comes to kelim. It's only going to work out when it comes to a bais, to a home, to a structure. In your house, you want to go take a measuring rod later after the show is over. You have a measure. Yeah, you have a tape measure. We can get it on Amazon. They sell tape measures on Amazon if you need one.
You gave us a tape measure for the ceiling.
That's right. See how
I was. What Masechta was it?
That was Masechta, I think, Sukkah. That was Mamish.
So what are we doing?
That was Mamish, like a different lifetime. You take me Mamish to a different Gilgal in my life, like a whole different world. It's like it was such a different time. I had hope. In those days, I really had hope. Tikva. It was a different lifetime, a different world. Unbelievable. Vaita. V'asu aroi datzei shitim. Amosayim v'chetzi yarko v'amavachetzi yarko v'amavachetzi kamosay el elo. So therefore, it's going to be 9. So the Gemara is very satisfied that it's 9. And we have a tzorich in Godol that we need to be ma'ayin into to find an answer. Maybe you get the Malach, the Magid Meshorim. Maybe the Malach will come to you tonight and tell you why is the rule of a bias different than the rule of a kli. A bias, the height is the combined half of the combined width and length. And here you see by the kelim, you don't say that principle. Shlomi, if someone comes to you tonight in a chaloim, you can wake me up even 3 o'clock in the morning. Please call me to tell me the answer to the question. Vaita. Ella. Kapoyres tefach, how do you know the kapoyres is a tefach? You don't wear socks? No?
Not today. That was very warm.
Ella kapores tefach. Minolan, how do you know the goes to tefach? The Tani b'chanina. Kol hakelim she'asam Moshe didn't bring Torah midas arka midas rachman umidas koymasan kapores midas arka umidas rachman nidna midas koymas lo nidna. So what's the answer? Lamad, go and learn mipocha shebekelim. Let's go make a drasha from the smallest kelim shenemar. V'yasisolay miskeres tefach saviv. Where is the miskeres? The miskeres and which
the
shulchan has a miskeres. It says tefach. Tefach is miloshen tefach. Saviv malahal and tefach afkan tefach. So the one more thing in the drasha is that when you don't know the answer, so the default is the smallest utensil which is going to be one tefach. Frek the gemara v'nelif mikelim gufayu. Why not learn from the kli itself? Now what would the reason? What is the smallest kli? What is the smallest kli? Let's go learn from the. So there's no Rashi on this. What does the one over here mean to say, let's go learn from the smallest kli? What is the smallest kli? Okay, nilmad zois mekelim atzim kolam mishar kelim shayu b'mishkan shayu yosa. It was more than a tefach. Everything in the mikdash was more than a tefach. Why are we learning from the tefach? The tefach is just an ornament. It's just an attachment.
Learn it from the shulchan, he says.
So what is the how tall was the shulchan? 2 amas. The shulchan was 2 amas tall. So maybe the kapores is giant
1
size.
1.5 amas tall, it says.
It was 1.5 amas, like 1.5 amas, like the aron. The aron was 1.5. 1.5. 1.5. So why don't we go learn now from the smallest kli? The smallest kli in height was 1.5. Amos, which is 7.5 tefachim. Why are you learning out from the miskeres, which only 1 tefach? Let's learn from the kli itself. The kli itself, smallest kli's height was 1.5 amos, which is 7.5 tefachim. Umaris says v'neil v'sidim
v'neil.
Well, because you're saying that a tefach is 6. You're telling me that an amos is 6 tefachim. Okay. If you want to work with that approach, an am is 6 tefachim for the kalim, are you certain that is correct? Do you know shas and poiskim to be certain that we know there are 2 devan amas? There's an amma that's 5, amma that's 6, and there's an amma that's a drop more than 6 for the workers. When you contract with the Beis HaMikdash to provide them with an amma's worth of materials, you have to give them the amma, the extra size arm, the extra large armor. Let's go weiter. V'neilif mikelim l'fayu. So the Gemara here says the famous words. These words is mamish. This is the words of the Ben Amitzadim. These are the words that haunt us forever. When Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said to what was his name? To Vespasian. When he said to Vespasian, why didn't he say Tainli Yerushalayim Yir HaKodesh? And Rabbi Akiva was critical of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. He said to Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai,
Meshiv
Chachomim Ochor. He says Meshiv Chachomim Ochor. HaKadosh Baruch Hu caused the wisdom of the wise man to go backwards. You should have asked for Yerushalayim. And Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said back, Tofasta merubo loy tofasta. Tofasta mua tofasta. Rabbi Akiva knew that answer. And yet he was critical. He didn't just say, I disagree. He says, Meshiv chachomim ochor. HaKadosh Baruch Hu caused that the wise man, his knowledge should go backwards. So I saw a more ridiculous write-up on this Gemara. Because if you study Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai in Gan Shas, if you go through every member of Yochanan ben Zakkai and you study his life, his bio, you will discover that the entire personality, the persona of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was always to go for the jugular, was always never to be satisfied with tafasta meruba loy tafasta. It was his nature to go for the gold, to go all the way, to be like Rabbi Sholimin, to go for the sky, to go for the gold. And Rabbi Akiva could not believe it. What happened to him? He's the person that would ask, his nature is to ask for Yerushalayim, not for only Yavne v'chachomeha. Neishev chachom achor. He went backwards, he regressed, because m'bnei chato'enu golinu me'aretzenu. Rabbi Akiva, he still held the ikur was to be to fast, was to go for the gold. And as long as Rabbi Akiva was alive, he was the moral conscience of Klal Yisrael, that you have to shoot for the stars. And when he was killed, from the Asora Haruge Malchus, this was the greatest chorban in Klal Yisrael, because now there was no one in Klal Yisrael rooting for them to shoot for the stars. Hear the word?
Yeah.
Weiter. It says over here, V'yasiz lo miskeres tevach sov, V'mala halm tevach av kan tevach, V'nil of mikelim gufay, Tefastim ulo tefastah, Tefastim ulo tefastah, V'nil of mitzitz, ah, let's learn from the tzitz, what was the size of the tzitz? The tzitz was, the tanya tzitz demikim in tas, it was a shulzah, it was a plate of gold, V'roch av beiz etzpois, it was two etzpois. So what is the size of a tefach? You want to say is six. So it's a third, two, four, six. It's a third of the size of a tefach. So why do we say the kapores was a tefach? Why not suggest the kapores was two etzpois, a third of a tefach? Umukif, and the tzitz was mukif me oizen lo oizen. It went from ear to ear. Okay, the tzitz is to see. V'hoyu einecha v'cholam royim es akolos. The tzitz represented nasa v'nishma. You hear the word? Shuli's not going to say this. He's not going to say this. The Gadol is not going to say this in Shir tonight. The tzitz is a zecher. I'm telling you a good word. Is a zecher for nasev and nishma. Because the tzitz is upon your eyes. Between your eyes. And the tzitz goes me'oizen le'oizen. Ear to ear. It's mitzaref the koyach ha'ri'ia with the koyach ha'shmi'a. The cholo'om ro'yim es ha'koyles. The Kohen Gadol is the spitz of the Malami Torah Li'amo Yisrael. And the Mele, he's always in the matzav of Royim Es HaNishma, of Cholom Royim Es HaKoylos. You hear?
Yeah.
You like that part?
Sure. Yeah,
maybe not. If I would tell you the Chasam Sofer said the word, then you would say, unbelievable. If I would tell you that Shruli said the word, you would be jumping on the table and dancing.
And they, Chassam Sofer said the word to his shver, Rabbi Kivega.
Yeah, very fine, beautiful.
Weiter, tzitz doimikim in tas, shel zahav, v'rochav beiz etzpois, two etzpois, white af gold, u zahav ho'oret zahi toiva, shom ha'bedoilach v'evan ha'shoyam, and chazal darshin zahav is toira. The gold of Eretz Yisrael is the toira, and it went ear to ear, the eyes and the ears. V'roch ha'beiz etzpois, v'mukov me'oizen li'oizen, v'chosev lov beiz beishin two rows. Yud ke milamala, the Shem Hashem, kodesh la Hashem, because Hashem always has to be lamala. But you have to start with the word kodesh. So you start kodesh, and like a carrot. You write something, you want to add something in today, and the word processing doesn't exist this thing anymore. But when you want to go make an edit, you put a carrot, and then you write on top what you want to write. So it's kodesh. There's a carrot, and then it's La Hashem. Hashem must be Lamala. It cannot be the same row. Yudke Vavke Milamala. The Kodesh Lamed Milamala. Now, marking over here on the side in the Mesifta, they have it the wrong way. They have Yudke Vavke Mamish in the center. That's not
the picture book.
So, what do they have in the picture book? Let me see the picture book, because it's not the way we learned it, that it's on the left, not in the center. You start out Kodesh Lashem Lamata, and then when you get Kodesh, and when you get to La Hashem, then Yudke Vavke continues along the line. You don't go backwards.
Number 57, page 22.
Picture number 57. Let's go take a look at the book.
Top right-hand corner picture of page
22. Kodesh La Hashem, 52. Pick picture 52. 51, 52. What? I don't see it. 52.
57.
Oh, 57. Right. That's the picture I like is 57, not picture number 58. That 58 and 50, 58 and 59 can't be. 57, that's how we always learned it. Tzitz demik mintash, shal zav, v'chsev lov, v'beishit, v'yudke milamala, v'kodesh lamata, lamed milamata, on the right side. You read from right to left, Kodesh, space, Lamed, and then immediately you jump up, Yud Kei Vav Kei. There's too much space though, they put too much space. This is a toss here. This is not correct. 57. They put too much space between the Lamed and the Yud Kei Vav Kei. You see that, Shlomi? They write them a letter. They have to write them a letter, they put too much space.
Why do you think there's too much space?
Because if you would drop Yud Kei Vav Kei down, it wouldn't be a kosher word. There would be too much have a hefsek. The Lamed and the Yud Kei Vav Kei is one word. It has to be attached. They put too much space between the Lamed and the Yud Kei Vav Kei.
How come it's good the way it is?
Who says it's good? Who says if we saw the real tzitz, you would see that it's not like that?
It's the real tzitz?
This is not the way. There's too much space. This is a michshol. It's a michshol for the Klal Yisrael. There's no bigger michshol than what they did in the article Siddur when they translated the words Haret Mikudeshes Liyu, are consecrated to me. Are you out of your mind? It's a Kedushay Tos to write that. Someone gets married and he reads the article Siddur and he reads what it says, that you are hereby consecrated to me. It's not even a kosher marriage. I cannot believe they translated the words like that. That's shocking. That's you are designated to me. Taisus is a fairish. Ein nikudeshes el lashon miyuchedes. Pile poem. Weiter. Weiter in the Gemara. It says, Omer b'loza b'r b'yosi. Ani re'isa b'roimi. I saw the tzitz in Rome. B'chos v'lo v'kodesh l'Hashem b'shit achas. He says, no, it was written in one row. It was written in one row. Why talk is that so? So it's not a kasha. You know why it's not a kasha? Because that's the Golus. When it was in Rome, the whole Mahus, the tzitz was supernatural. The Shem Hashem was only dominant b'zman sheyishol al admosan v'oisim ritzon shel makom. Once the tzitz was taken to Rome, the Shem Yudkei Vavkei on its own descended. Because this is Golus. When the tzitz is in Rome, the Shechinah is bigalusa. The Shechinah Begalusa demands that the Shem Yudkei Vavkei descend lower to be on the same line as Kodesh. You hear?
But when it descended, the Kodesh also changed the shapes.
No, it didn't.
It's impossible to go from picture 57 to 59.
57? That was a nace. That was part of the nace.
I'm saying, but not only the Hashem changed, Kodesh also dropped down.
Kodesh stayed
up.
With no. Oh no! Who that's wrong? Who? No.
Would be in the middle. Kodesh Lashem.
The picture is wrong.
It's right in the middle.
There's a Tos Hadufum here. This is not correct. I'm telling you what happened was that it was really the Elu ve'Elu Divulakim Chayim. This man sheyisul Adamosam ve'Oisim Ritzonen Shel Makom. The Kodesh was Lamata. And Kodesh Lam was Lamata, and the Yud Kei Vav Kei was Lamata because the Eibishta was dominant. The Kedusha was Begolui. And then when the Golus came, the Yud Kei Vav Kei descended. Imo Yenochi B'tzara. Hashem's Shechina went down with Klal Yisrael. There are many Pesukim that say this, that Kodesh Baruch Hu, he descended to be with Klal Yisrael. We are the Kodesh. Kodesh Yisrael Hashem. Reish is Tuvu Osei. When we're in Golus and we're on the bottom, Hashem came down to us. It's bedavka b'roimi. This is not. It is l'malam derech hateva. The oisiyos of Yud Kei Vav Kei of the tis of the Kohen Gadol. Here I'm hearing here. I'm telling you, Shli's not going to say this. Vaita.
He said it already.
He already said the same thing. He already said this.
I'm just saying. He said shir already.
On Shabbos, three people, I went away for Shabbos to Lakewood on their own. Three people came over to me and they says, did you hear what Shuli said? I didn't ask you. I didn't solicit this information. What are you coming over to me and telling me about Shuli? What are you telling me?
What did Shuli say? What did they say?
They told me his drasha. They told me about the Siyam. They told me about, you go to Shuli. I said, who, the girl Hadar? I said, yeah.
Rabban Shel Kol HaGoyla.
Weiter in the Gemara. Because of love, Kodesh Hashem, B'shit Achaz, so if we have a kash, the Gemara is already, we have with the tzitz. So the question over here is, how was the tzitz written? Was it written on one line, or was it written on two lines? So the Gemara here says, so anyway, so what was kasha? The bottom line over here is that the tzitz was only two etzbois. It was two etzbois, it was not a full tefach. So frek the Gemara, we have a kapoiris. The kapoiris, there is no shi'ur. The Torah does not define the shi'ur of the kapoiris. Along comes the Gemara as a dilemma. Should we learn out from the miskeres? Or should we learn out from the tzitz? What's an afkamin? I mean, if we learn from the miskeres, the shi'ur is going to be a tefach. If we learn from the tzitz, it's going to be two etzbois. So over here says, don kli mikli v'in don kli mitachshet. The answer is we learn on a kli mikli. The reason why we're going to learn from the miskeres, because the miskeres is called a kli. And the tzitz is not a kli, it's a tachshet. It's a very important principle.
Tzitz is a beged.
So you just said something very interesting. Is the Kohen Gadol allowed to wear the tzitz on Shabbos in the Rishus Rabbim? So it's you said it's a beged. The Gemara said it's a tachshit.
It's one of the shmeinim begadim. What do you mean?
Oh, who says? The Gemara didn't say that. The Gemara said it's a tachshit.
Yuma said that.
I don't know. It says over here in the Gemara, don in kli mikli v'in don in kli mitachshit. Frag the Gemara v'del zer. Okay. So let's go learn now. We don't want to go to a tachshit. Let's go to the zer. A zer is a chelik of the kli. And what's the size of the zer? A mashahu.
Not on the what? On the shulchan?
Three things. All crowns. The crown keser atoyda, keser the keser the aroin zer. There's a keser on the shulchan and there's a keser on the mizbeach hazav. There's no keser on the menorah. Why? Because the menorah itself is the keser. The menorah alain is the keser. The aroin needs the keser. How do you know that the aroin alain is the keser? Because it says in Pirkei Avos there are three kesarim. There's Keser Shem Tov, Keser Torah, and Keser Malchus, Keser Kohuna, and Keser Torah. The Keser Shem Tov, Oile Al Gabeim. Wait a minute, you have a Makar. You can't make your own Keser. You can't make your own Keser. If you have a Keser, you have to have a Keser that corresponds to a Keser in the Mikdash. So the Keser Kohuna is the Shulchan. Is the Keser Shulchan, Kuna is the Mizbeach. The Keser Taira is the Keser of the Oren. The Keser Malchus is the Shulchan. So where do you go make a Nayazach? The Keser Shem Toiv Ola Al Gabeyan. The Menorah Alain is the Keser. Thus Alain is the Keser. Vayas Aron Kain. Aron and a Keser Shem Toiv. How do you know that? When he died, the Gantz Klali Shol mourned his death. He was a Keser Shem Tov, a whole Malchus of Aaron. If every single member of Klali Shol cried for his Patira, he is the Keser Shem Tov. There were 80,000 children that carried his name because he made peace between man and wife, 80,000. No, and how do you make it work? You have a murder gevart. He really made peace. There were so many fights going on. Really? Really? Shlomi, there were so many Sholem Bayis problems in Klal Yisrael? It's not what it means. When it says that there were 80,000 Aarons, what it means is he made 80,000 Shaduchim. It doesn't mean 80,000 couples came to him and said, Aaron, we're getting divorced. This woman is impossible. This man is impossible. It's not the pshat. You're gonna go tell me in Klal Yisrael, the Yotzei Mitzrayim, the Mekabli, the Torah, there were so many fights. All they did the whole day was fight, and come to Aaron. What were they fighting about? There's plenty of parnasa. They had mon.
Nothing else to do.
They had mon. They had a koilel. They had everything you could possibly want. So what are they fighting about? When it says that there are 80,000 people by the name of Aaron and he made Sholem, it doesn't mean that he resolved their marital issues. It means he made Shiduchim. And they named the baby after the Shatran.
Aaron?
Yeah. That's how they paid him. They named him, they paid him with cover. They named the baby after the Shatran. That's what you do. The baby is called, because no one died. That's what they did. That's what it means when the Gemara says that he made Shalom in Ishlish. It doesn't mean the average person. What does it mean he made Shalom? Asia. It means they were fighting. They came marriage counseling. He solved their problems. Guess what? Marriage counselors can't solve your problems. Once there comes a marriage counselor, it's just a matter of, you know, whatever. It means in the Gemara, when he made Shalom, it means he made the Shidduch. And they named the baby after Aaron in appreciation. He's the one who made the zivuk. You hear the word?
Yes.
Weiter. Weiter in the Gemara. That's why it's a Yom Sugal to be Mespal for Shaduchim or Shchodesh Av. Shchodesh Av is the Yortzad of Aaron HaKoyin. And Shchodesh Av was on Shabbos. So today is still within 3 days. It's not too late to daven. Shabbos, Sunday, Monday. The aura of the neshama does not leave for 3 days. So I'm telling you, Shloimi, you should misfalo for shidduchim, for all those who need shidduchim. You have still 24 hours. If I were you, I would put on socks and shoes and go to the Rebbe right now.
What tefillah do you say?
What tefillah? Doesn't matter. You say re'eino ve'onyenu. When you say in the Shemona Esrei, re'eino ve'onyenu, this is the bracha for.
That's my daughter's name.
Reina. Re'eino ve'onyenu. How do you know re'eino ve'onyenu is the bracha in the Shemona Esrei for Shaduchim? Because it says in the Haggadah,
vayar. Re'eino ve'onyenu. I should have in mind my re'eino.
That's right. Re'eino ve'onyenu. Why it says in the Haggadah? Vayar es onyenu zu perishus derech eretz. Onyenu is called perishus derech eretz. When there is an absence of zivugin, this is called onyenu. It's a fair shapasa. Everyone is the kasha. How come you have an esher a bracha for shaduchim? You do. The bracha of re'enav onyenu cannot be more explicit. Vayar es onyenu zu perishus derech eretz. So you say to Hashem, re'eino ve'onyenu. Look at the matzav. There is a perishus of derech eretz in the veld, which means there's an absence of shidduchim. And the one who made the most shidduchim, who made 80, you know anyone today who made 80,000 shidduchim? You know anyone who made 80,000 shidduchim? The Chazon Ish. What?
Who came close? Me, I did one.
The Chazon Ish. The last year of his life, they say he was involved in 300 shidduchim. The last year of his life, he made a lot.
That's Shai 11.
Shai 11, who's that?
It's the one whose child was killed in a car accident on 2 years ago on the road from Far Rockaway, from Brooklyn to Far Rockaway.
10,000. How many did he make?
10,000 Hassan and Makalas.
So did he do it? What did he do? What did he accomplish?
He's going for 8,000. I don't know.
8,000? Yeah.
8,000 dates.
8,000 dates. Go to pomegranate. You can buy some dates. When you say re'einov, you only came to the shir to learn this. It's kedai. Re'einov onyenu, vayar es onyenu zu perishus derech eretz. This is shidduchim. And Aaron, he wasn't a marriage counselor. That's a tos. He was a shatran. And he made 80,000 shidduchim. And the way they gave him, they paid homage to acknowledge that he made their shidduch is they named their baby after him. And all of those babies, those children, carried his coffin when he died. Aaron had the keser shem toiv. The keser shem toiv is expressed in his avoida in the menorah. Because there are four kesarim, keser Torah, keser Kohuna, keser Malchus, correspond to three kelim, and then it's the keser Shem Toiv Oil Al Gabeim. Excuse me, where's the keser Shem? Where's the fourth keser in the Mishkan? There is no fourth keser in the Mishkan. The answer is the menorah itself is the keser, and that's the ultimate keser, the keser Shem Toiv, to bring the or haTorah into the belt. Hear the word?
Stomach.
You don't seem too excited about this type of Torah. What? Weiter. Let's go to the nail of me, Zer. Zer Mashu. What's the size of the Zer? The Zer is a Mashu. Teeny small amount is the size of the Zer. So why? Why tack is it so small? If you go to the Queen of England, some of the crowns today, they're even bigger than the people themselves. It's massive, massive crowns. Teretz is das balabayis hebech midas Torah. The zer is supposed to be a mashu, a teeny, teeny mashu is the zer. Don't let the covet get to you. Don't let the covet get to you, Shlomi. You get a lot of covet, Shlomi?
No, the covet is not getting to
you. Do you get a lot of covet? Do you get a lot of covet?
I got your covet.
Right.
I get a lot of covet?
Yeah.
Where?
Everywhere.
At work.
Yeah?
They bow down to you.
They bow down to you? Like Biden. At home, they bow down to you? Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid says that when you come home, your wife is supposed to take off your shoes and say and call you Rebbe.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what he says. You're supposed
I'll
to call.
No.
Don't tell him my name. Don't get me in trouble. No. I told you, don't get me in trouble. Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid, he says, that's what it says.
Even you're worried about my wife.
I don't need trouble here.
Why are you going to get into trouble? She can't make trouble for you.
She'll make trouble. Why? She'll tell you not to come to the shul anymore. She'll tell you to go to shul.
I don't know anybody in the shul. I do here.
She'll tell you to go to shul. Weiter.
I go to both. I go to shul on the train.
Even after
shift of half,
you go on the train. You wear a mask on the train.
Sometimes, sometimes not.
What do most people do on the train? They wear a mask. Most wear.
Before Yerusha.
No, they have to.
Weiter. Maikam, the more kash, the more zer mashu don clean the cleaving, don clean the meirshu. So the most kash doing the zer mashu. End for the Gemara. Donin clean the kli. Vein dadin klimi hechshukli. You don't live in hechshukli. It's only called. You have all these different, all different words. You have a tachshit, a hechshukli, a kli, and you have a, and you have what was the other one? Yeah, and what was? Yeah, okay, fine. You have a hechshukli. Dadin klimi, vein dadin klimi hechshukli. You eat now. Ha, he fracked the vayyachim yachi miskeres nami. Eba zeh the miskeres also is only called hechshukli. Who? The Gemara says miskartoi lamata. Hechsher kli, there's no miskari.
It's lamata. So lamata is not a hechsher kli. It looks like a lamata is like a support part of it. I don't know. What does that mean?
Oh, so there's a machleik. There's a machleik. Where is the miskeres of the heaven pictures? Right.
Page 60 or 61.
So is the miskeres lamala or lamata? The Gemara is a very nabig nafik mina. The miskeres is lamala. It's a hechsher kli. If the miskeres is lamata, it's a functional. It holds the table in place. When you put down the surface, the board of the table, the miskeres, it's serving a function. It holds it in place. That's the difference. When you have, in order to be called a kli, you have to have a purpose. If you just stick out like a sore thumb, then, and you have no purpose, that's called a hechsher kli. So if it's lamala, what does it do? Nothing. It's just there for beauty, for design. It's just make it look nice. So that's called the hechsher kli. But the miskeres is lamata, so the miskeres is anchoring the shulchan, the board in place. Then it becomes a kli mamish. Hear the answer?
Yes.
The ikar tafkid is in life you should be a kli, not a hechsher kli. Some people, they just an appendage. They just
it's a clay kibble in a way.
Oh, so if it's right,
ain
kli machzik brocha el hasholem. You have to be machzik. You have to have a purpose. If it's lamata, it anchors the board in place. Oh, now it becomes a kli. If it's lamala, then the table is anchored some other method, and it's just your design. It's not functional. It's just an appendage. Then it's not a kli. It's called a hechsher kli. In life, what do you want to be? You want to be a kli or you want to be a hechsher kli? If you make something out of your life, then you're a kli. If you just float through life and you're a burden, then you're a hechsher kli. Weiter. Heise weiter. Ein dorn kli, mi hechsher kli. Wie ihn, ja, ich muss gerst nahm, hechsher kli. Du musst noch, mis gait um lamata. Heise. Weiter. Hini chalaman diyamar miskart lamata hoisa. Elaman diyamar miskart lamala hoisa. Michael Meimar. The Gemara says, Hi Hechsher. The Gemara says, Hi Hechsher. Hi Hechsher Kli. It's only Yashu Kadiv. How then can we learn out the Kapoires? The Kapoires was a real kli, was functional. It closed the Aron. How can you learn out the Kapoires from the Miskeres? Most you write it. Ladon and Davar Shenidna by Torah Mida. Midavar Shenidna by Torah Mida. V'al Yochichu Tzitz V'zer Shalai Nidna V'chem Torah Mida Klal. The answer is the Mordi Gazach. Is that the Torah gave the Miskeres a shear. It says Toifach. When it comes to the Zer, it does not say any shear whatsoever. It's Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. When it comes to the Tzitz, it doesn't say the word, the shear. It's Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. The male, when it comes now to our dilemma, what is going to be the size of the Kapoires? Davar Shalonidna Bohem Torah Shear. We're going to learn it from the defined. You want to learn the undefined from the defined. We're not going to learn the undefined from the undefined. That's like the blind leading the blind. This is not leadership. Jewish leadership is where the leader has definition, solid definition. If the leadership doesn't have definition, then it's not going to work. Like, next piece of Gemara. Rav Huna Amar Mehocha, we have another one called Mehocha, Al Pnei HaKaparis Kedma. It says, Al Pnei HaKaparis Kedma, Vein Ponim Pachas Mitefach. Another Mekor. It says that the Keruvim shall rest on the Pnei HaKaparis. So we're calling the Kaparis with the term Pnei. Stam Ponim is one Tefach. A baby that's born in this world, how much, what's the size of his face? A Tefach. A tefach, a stama baby that's born in this world, the whole face is the size of a tefach. Yeah, is that true? An adult.
Do you know any junior Askun?
What?
A junior Askun.
What does that mean?